traveled on. Take the road less traveled on.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost good boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the boot-scoot boogie. Yeah, you don't know, see, no. Come on, baby, let's go boot-scoot.
Ceremonial puck drop coming up here in just a moment. But before that, the River Kings starters are as follows. Felix Allstrand with Marcus Anderson, part of the Euro line. Caden Garcia, Oliver Bulldog, and Jake Briceland, and of course Deacon Shaw between the pipes looking for Rapids to try to secure another shutout. As I've mentioned before, he's got four on the season. Here's an opportunity to get another one and build those points on the ledger, as they still trail the Squatch by 4 points as they look to add two more tonight and move from 66 up to 68. But, of course, Squatch, they've got a game tonight against Hudson, and no disrespect to Hudson, that's going to be a tough one for the Havoc to match with as they go head-to-head with the Squatch.
Yeah, and the Euro line is getting another new addition, another European, but Jake Bryson's looking to hop in with Allstrand and Anderson tonight and bring a bit of British connection to that line.
Well, that'll be all right. The British, that's still Europe, ain't
we
it?
We like the British up here.
Yes, they do. Plenty of Canadians as well, as you have Bulldog, he's from Quebec, and Garcia, he's from British Columbia. So you go from one end to the other in Canada and all over in Europe. So well represented. And then, of course, Deacon Shaw, he's just from Utah.
I mean, he showed me some of the pictures of back home in Utah, and it's beautiful. I mean, the sunsets are really good, and the big mountains with the snow on them looks really nice out there.
Yeah, it's been well over 20 years since I've been in Utah, and I remember going with my dad. My dad was a truck driver. Yeah. And going through the gorges and all that there, it was beautiful then. So someday maybe I'll venture back out there, who knows. But that means the River Kings, they're going to have to lose a few games, so I have the free time, and I don't know if we want that. So.
No, definitely not. And we want to keep this win streak going alive, try to get to 10 wins, I think our longest of the season right now. With the win last night, we're up to 9, and a win tonight going into the last weekends toward playoff with 10 wins under our belt. We're feeling really good about ourselves.
Now, there's plenty to feel good about if you are a River Kings fan, as we are just seconds away from the opening puck drop and trying to secure another series sweep, and this time at the hands of Asante, as they actually look for the regular season sweep over the pesky Outlaws. They look to apprehend them and cuff them and stuff them back in the bus on a trip back to Minnesota. So with that, we are just seconds away from the puck drop. And here we are. We are underway with the Outlaws and the River Kings. As Rapids, they do control the opening faceoff. as puck is trapped out to neutral ice. Brought back into the rapid zone and trying to gather some possessions here as there's a sharp angle opportunity taken from Asante, but Asante, they're keeping the puck in the Rapids end to this point, and as we're just about 30 seconds into tonight's contest. A little bit of water still on the ice, slowing that puck down just a little bit as Asante messing around out by the circles as there is a penalty going to be called. And here we go, first penalty of the game, and it will be just 39 seconds into the contest as it appears as though Rapids will be on the penalty kill.
Yeah, Ostrand going in for a hold, and the PK has been really good this past couple of days for the part of this, for a long stretch of the season, operating just at about 80%, and with Tudic's shorthanded goal last night, he'll be looking to add another.
So hold for Ostrand just a few seconds into the game as faceoff controlled by Rapids. Stenti coming up the near side. Breaks it, center and attempt. Tudic just couldn't get there. He's about 2 feet behind as Asante trying to gather up the puck. And that there's no call on that. We'll play on as the puck's still loose in the Asante end. Tudic trying to get there first as Andrews is able to keep possession of the puck. Working to gather a good possession here is Asante. Really a lot of pressure put in by Denti. As puck comes up the far side by Heckert. Big rebound save off the leg pads of Shaw as we are about 2.5 minutes or a minute and a half into the contest. As the puck goes all the way down into the Asante zone. About a minute left on the skater advantage for Asante. As the puck goes around the boards, comes back on the near side, comes up neutral ice. Beauchamp giving a little bit of chase to that as gathered in the corner is the puck and sent right back in on goal. Healy has to play it, and he plays it up towards his teammates as they try to mount a possession here as we are 45 seconds left on the skater advantage. Big rebound from Shaw, gathered by the Rapids defenders, sent into the corner. No harm there as another shot put in, bouncing puck right around the top of the crease. Turned away by Shaw and the defense. Trying to wide open skater right at the top of the crease for Asante. They can't get there as Rapids sending the puck up. Bounced off the official. Diamond brings it into the zone. Skates back, sends it back out to Chevy Alexander as Rapids looks to grind down the last about 12 seconds of this skater advantage for Asante as they have skated to about 17 and a half left, first period, no score. Asante holding a 4-1 shot advantage. It's a bit of a difference from last night as there is an icing being called against Wisconsin Rapids. 17-17 left to go, first period of action. 4-1 shot advantage, Asante over Rapids, but still no score.
Yeah, Asante looking a lot more energized, I suppose, with the power play early. That gets the feet going, and I think interestingly, no McNeish for the River Kings tonight, so obviously their penalty kill is going to be looking a little different with that.
Faceoff coming to the blocker side of Shaw. Controlled by Rapids, comes out neutral ice. Ilian trailed by Williams. Ilian centering, he's wide open. Big rebound there, bouncing puck, still not covered, and now it is by Healy. So big save there for the Outlaws as they kept a potential opening goal out of the back of the net.
Yeah, really nice pass by Ilian there into that area that Williams can really skate onto. I mean, he had such a great opportunity there. Just forces out a great save by Healy.
Face off, glove side, Healy. Controlled by Asante. They bring it out to neutral ice. Bulldog, he gets the puck. Rapids clears his own. He brings it right back in. Shot about 2 feet wide of the goal. Shot and a goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Asante! And Rapids goes up 1-0.
I mean, this American line has been absolutely red hot this weekend. Here we have Williams, his first on the weekend and his third point of the weekend. Williams, a really smart play there to drive the net, and Healy just out of position on that one.
We talk about some bad turnovers from time to time right at the blue line for Rapids. Well, they got one this time. Shot was wide by about a foot, foot and a half. Big rebound behind the cage, came out the other side, and Williams buries it. As we have a 1-0 game, Wisconsin Rapids over Asante.
Yeah, really smart play by Williams to drive the net there.
Yep, Riley Williams with the goal at 3:05 as Oliver Boldek and Welsh on the assists. So Wisconsin Rapids getting things going early at 3:05 as Rapids, they're trying to get the puck back out of their end of the ice, and they do. Back out to neutral ice as Locker sends it back down around the boards. Anderson, first one back there. Healy does stop it as the Outlaws trying to gather some momentum here. Number of shots, that's even now, 4-4, as Rapids does have a 1-0 lead. They did overcome that penalty just a few seconds into the game as Rapids now gathers the puck. That's Beauchamp. Set pass up ahead, Marcus Anderson. Line change here for Asante. Leave pass for Allstrand. Felix takes it around the boards, try to center it. Little tic-tac-toe action there as the defense got there first to the near circle. Pass up to Beauchamp. That's redirected in top of the crease. Puck comes back around the corner as Santi gets there first, but Beauchamp looks to stop it, to keep it in the zone. He does. Allstrand can't get it to stay on a stick as at the other side, Bryceland, he's trying to center it. He does, getting around the defense, trying to stuff it home. Healy covers it as Bryceland gets taken down, but everybody seems to be all right, and cooler heads prevailing as we got another stop. It's 15-15 left to go in this first period of action with Rapids still leading 1-0.
Yeah, Bryson, I mean, a great bit of skill. He's one of those players who can make something out of nothing and, again, into confrontation with Bennett, who's to cut open any defense in this division that River Kings possess and just forces Healy into a his seventh brilliant save of the night, it seems.
Face off to the blocker side, 14 minutes to go, first period. Rapids controls it. Behind the goal goes Denty, centering opportunity, backhand, loose puck, covered again by Healy. There's a little bit of pushing and shoving. Andrews took exception to something. I'm not sure quite what it was, but Healy's still standing tall as he hands the puck over to the officiating crew. Rapids going to get a little bit of line change going. Officials say, hey, hurry up, let's play on. 13:50 left to go, first period, as Nelson holds his own. Deflected by the defense out front. Cooper can't get much on that shot. Puck still loose. Nelson hits it into the corner where Ilian gives the pursuit. Ilian, far side, centering to Nelson inside the blue line. Shot, big rebound. Ilian can't quite get the cover on that. And now who does get the cover is Healy yet again. Another stoppage, 13:30 to go, first period. And Healy, what workout he got last night, he's getting already back in the groove tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the Redskins are just pounding on the Outlaws goal right now. And Nelson obviously looking for a tip on that shot, just unable to find one.
Another possession and another face-off and another win of the draw for the River Kings is battling in the corner down there is Cooper and Ilian. Ilian comes away with it, trying to center it, poke-checked away by Healy. But Cooper, he's holding the zone, sends it around the boards, over to Noah Diamond, who tries to center it to Ilian. Can't, a little too hot on that pass. Big collision from Ilian right in the corner, right by the referee's door in. His shot, backhand, that was underneath. Healy,
oh, wow,
and Healy with a diving save. My goodness, oh. Outstanding. Someone go shake his hand. That was
a heck of a save. Unbelievable. I mean,
he's
got that compete in him. He's got that never give up mentality and just on display right there.
He looked like Superman diving in there. Give him a cape, man. Besides his flowing golden locks or reddish locks, man. He goes diving in there, knocks the puck up into the netting, and wow, we're still sitting at a 1-0 hockey game.
Unbelievable save.
Unbelievable. That's about as good as you see it at any level. As Bulldog, he holds his own. Can't quite hit Welsh. As Welsh knocks it around the boards. Picked up by Williams. He sends it around the boards. Locker to give a little bit of a pursuit to it. Bulldog, he can't hold the zone. As it's a 2-1 opposition for the Outlaws. But puck comes out neutral ice, and all they can do is just send it right back down into the corner as the River Kings' Caden Garcia brings it up into neutral ice, followed up by Williams. Welsh trailing. Sharp angle shot, trying to get a weird rebound there as Williams out inside the blue line. Bulldog, little wrister, and right into the glove of Healy, and another stop. It's 12:09 left to go. First period, 1-0 lead. Rapids over the Outlaws.
Yeah, I think just a concern for me right now is these defensive turnovers. I mean, last night the defense looked a little bit flustered, just sort of struggling to connect the dots, and just a couple of chances here that the Outlaws have had a chance.
Well, turnover inside the Asante zone, tried to stuff it home, was Locker, I believe, and it was, as to no avail.
Yeah,
Healy was all over it yet again.
Healy was right there, and I mean, Locker, another one of these Americans on the River Kings have just been red hot as of late.
Face-off picked up by Santi, but Rapid still holds the zone. That was Bulldog and a centering opportunity. Nobody home. Now picked up by the Outlaws. Yost across to his teammate over there. I believe that was to Heckert. As Rapid sends the puck back down. No icing is the call. As Kormakov back around the boards. Rapids trying to hold the zone, and they do. Chip back into the corner. Is the puck as Rapids tries to get a line change. Beauchamp flips it to the slot. Nobody home. As puck comes up neutral ice. Anderson out there, part of the Euro line. Being grassed just a little bit by Rylan Yost of Santi. Puck sent out center ice. Rapids has to reset. Back around the boards with Whitehead out there. Bryceland centering to Allstrand. Comes around the cage. Gets out there. Whitehead back down to Allstrand. Centering to Anderson. Backhand pass. Allstrand. Wraparound goal. Nobody home. Rebound covered again by Healy. That was about as close as you can get on one of those wraparound goals too.
Yeah, Healy just absolutely under siege. And just he's barreling down his hatches and just weathering the storm so far.
You know, that's a movie I haven't seen in a while, Under Siege. I don't know if you've seen that one, Steven Seagal.
No, I have
Tommy
not.
Lee Jones.
I have not had the pleasure.
That's a good one. Gary Busey.
Yeah. I'll add it to the watch list.
It's a good one. It's a good It's a good late, early 90s, late 80s action flick. But either way, face-off controlled by Rapids again, 10:35 left to go, first period. Allstrand centering, Whitehead wrister right into the belly of Healy yet again. That's 15 shots, 14 saves already for Healy. And some of those saves I still can't wrap my mind around.
I mean, that diving one was just a moment of pure brilliance, just that, like, that need, that compete to get there and just never give up.
Well, that's quitters never win and winners never quit. You can say that as faceoff controlled again by Rapids. Battling along the boards, Allstrand, he centers it. No one gets there. It's Beauchamp. He gets there, centering again. Try to get a tic-tac-toe, bouncing puck, held in by Whitehead. Down along the goal line, that's Allstrand, trying to center it. Bouncing puck, puck bouncing all over the place. Goal is off the line, so they should have blown that dead about 5 seconds ago. As we sit with another stoppage, 10:03 left to go. First period, 1-0 Rapids over Asante. They're going to have to get some gorilla tape out there and tape that goal down. I'm not saying anything negative about Healy because he's making unbelievable saves, but that net's not staying very well.
No, and this Euroline V3 has just been at him all night.
Rapids controls another faceoff as right about now, Andrews comes up with Asante, drop pass, but no one home, and now it's a 4-2 situation. Rapids coming up into the zone. Everybody getting where they need to. Schweitzer just missed the top left corner as we look at it. As Asante, they're sending the puck right back down into the other end. Rapids again, they are wearing their home white jerseys with white socks, green and blue striping, big green numbers as they are trying to get this series sweep over Asante as we get another stoppage. Puck up into the netting as 9:20 left to go, first period. Now Asante, they've got kind of a color scheme just like the old Miami Hurricanes. That orange and white and kind of a darker green with some black in there. And they're going from my right to the left. And Rapids, of course, going from my left to the right. Wrister from the circle on faceoff, and that's gobbled up by Healy. And boy, oh boy, he's having a heck of a night already.
Yeah, I mean, he's really stood on his head as of right now. And I think a key would be sort of, I mean, the down low offense is just sort of being stifled because the defensive structure is so collapsed. And I think really try and use your space up top and try and create something from there.
Rapids has the puck knocked down into their defensive zone. Denti passes up to neutral ice. Olsen gets there for Asante, and he's trying to get back up neutral ice. Puck hits an official, as official's all right, and I think the puck's okay too. Battle up into the zone. Tudich, he has a puck, a wrister. Big rebound, bouncing puck. Raffert, he couldn't quite bury it as the puck getting caught, and the official skates. Schweitzer has one flutter just up over the goal. Pass behind the goal. Beauchamp picks it up right around the goal line. Puck bouncing around. Officials really having a good time in the game, too. It's backhand attempt, short side, and that's yet again covered by Healy. Stoppage of play, 8.5 to go. First period, Rapids up 1-0. And yet again, 20-5 shot advantage.
Yeah, I mean, it's just complete domination. The Outlaws just can't really seem to generate anything, and just a credit to the River Kings as of right now.
Well, that's the DJ here, the music personnel, they got that right, because I'll tell you what, Healy's playing pretty tricky as it is right now as he's keeping the puck out of the net in a spectacular fashion. As Rapids, they win a faceoff. That was to the glove side of Healy. Diamond with it now as he's being harassed by about three Outlaws. Law enforcement almost had to get involved with that. That was a mugging as Beauchamp, he picks it up far side, loses an edge on a skate. Pass back up, Diamond, back neutral ice. Got to get back on sides. It's Ilian. As Diamond sends it to Ilian, near side, carries up in the zone. Kind of tried to get a centering pass. It was through the slot and part of the crease. No opportunity for Rapids. Is Beauchamp, he gets it a pass, intercepted by Yost, and it's a 3-1 opportunity. Shot, big save by Shaw. As Rapids had one of those defensive issues there for a split second, but Shaw bailed him out yet again. As we play on, Shaw playing the puck, leaves it for Beauchamp. And that was really set up by Rapids skater just losing the edge on a skate.
Just a poor play by Beauchamp there, and a great chance by the Outlaws. Just thankfully Deacon comes to the rescue.
Rapids gets the puck right about their own blue line. Ilian trying to play some physical hockey there. as Nelson skates around, pass up to Cooper. Cooper passes up to himself along the boards. Lane trying to get there, but puck stays out neutral ice. 6:57 left to go. First period of action wraps up 1-0 as the puck stays at neutral ice off the skates of Welch. Send down into the Rapids zone. Rapids just have to regroup here. As 6:45 left to go, Williams pucks up in the skates of the official yet again. As they're trying to stay out of it. The puck's just fine. It must be a ref seeking puck or something. As Welch sends pass across the way to Williams. Can't hold the zone, so Rapids has to get back out of the zone. And reset. Bulldog pass along the boards to himself. Finds it back in the corner. Puck goes around the boards. Williams gets there first. Williams and Locker both battling for it. As now Asante, they come back up out of the zone. Rasped by, that was Patterson. He was rasped by Three River Kings. As Bulldog brings puck back the other way into the zone. Fire stops about the circle. Back skates as the puck gets pushed off the puck. And now back the other way comes Andrews with it for Asante. He's flanked by number four. Don't have a four on the roster. So the mystery man continues. 5:44 left to go. First period. Rapids up 1-0. Enjoying a 20-6 shot advantage as the puck gets lifted into the corner where Healy will try to play it. Back behind the goal. Passed up by Asante. Lemieux chips it up. Whitehead gathers about his own blue line. Pass up ahead. Anderson, Allstrand crossed the way. That's to Bryslin. Bryslin trying to center a nice little saucer pass, but the defense is there as Bennett tries to center it along the boards. Picked up by Allstrand. Allstrand waiting for his teammates to get in position. Pass behind the goal to Anderson. Rister from about the point comes from Beauchamp. Puck just sitting in the slot. Rapids sends it back down. Allstrand hitting Anderson. Shot and a goal! Anderson gets the goal on a tic-tac-toe pass, and Rapids goes up 2-0.
Yeah, I was going to say it was almost felt like we needed a stoppage. Just everything got so sluggish, and there's a great bit of pressure there by the Outlaws, really sort of hemming the River Kings in. But Marcus Anderson, I mean, great finish sort of off both posts. Finds it low glove where Healy couldn't reach. I mean, a great play by Whitehead before to keep that in and send it back down low. And Felix finds his good friend Marcus for 2-0.
We talk about the passing being tic-tac-toe. Yep. That was a tic-tac-toe off about every part of that cage.
Absolutely.
Down low. So Rapids now up 2-0. 4:40 left to go as Rapids getting another opportunity. Bryslin trying to get around the defense, and he's being held up by Bennett. And that will be a penalty coming up against Asante. As Rapids shot just wide of the goal, and they step it home. Rapids gets another one.
Great play. I mean, Bennett is sort of just out of control, harassing Bryslin there, and just sort of gets that separation, a bit of confusion there, and River Kings make it count. Felix, I mean, he's never going to give up on a puck close to the net, and buries one for, well, that must be, what, 2 goals in 30 seconds?
That's pretty close. I will be double-checking those scores from our official scorer up here, as that was fast and furious. I couldn't get all the information I needed. But, boy, that was a talk about, you know, I don't want to be critical of Bennett by any means, because he's out there. He's an enforcer. Yeah. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
But he stayed in that play too long,
yeah,
and he
absolutely
took his teammates out of that, and Rapids was able to, and that was basically a wraparound goal.
Yeah, he was just too focused on that play with Bryslin, and obviously what happens. You got to detach from that immediately. You know, it's not an emotional game you play. You play cold, you play heartless, and you just play what's in front of you. I think almost quite poor from Bennett there to let his emotions get the best of him.
That second Rapids goal, Anderson scored it with assist to Beauchamp and Bryslin at 15:08. So we'll just wait for the next one. That'll be coming up here in just seconds as our official score will get on the job there. As we have the next goal being listed. Allstrand with assists by Beauchamp and Bryslin. With that time of the goal, 15-32 as the penalty was waved off, and now there's a little bit of push and shoving going on out there. And
just undisciplined from Olsen there.
So it's a roughing penalty coming up on Olsen. That'll be a two-minute variety. And Rapids goes on the power play.
Yeah, and I wonder how fast Amazon Prime can get some duct tape for those pegs. I mean, they just can't seem to stay in the ice.
Yeah, that's, you know, every rink does things different. Like,
yeah.
I know up at KB Willett with, up at Stevens Point with UWSP, they drill them.
Mm.
So I don't know if this is that's something that we can do here in the future. That'd be something to talk to Jim Arnold, our wonderful rink manager.
I talked to Jim about it, and it's just with the condition of the ice right now, we've been having a few problems with it, and it just right now the drilling wouldn't be too good for it.
I understand. Oh, that's why we keep you around, man. You know more than I know. And that's not saying a lot either. I'll tell you that, but. But Rapids, they're on the power play with about 3.5 to go. As there's a shot, that goes off the mask of Healy. Hope he's all right on those, because those do not feel good. I remember playing some high school broom ball or some floor hockey, and you had to wear a mask, and that wasn't fun. A shot from Tudich at the circle right in the belly of Healy, and another stop. It's a play, 3:12 to go with a minute 24 left to go on the skater advantage, and 24-6 shot advantage.
Mm, yeah, and just going back to that headshot, I mean, every goalie's a fighter, and you're never going to let something like that get in the way of you stopping the puck, so kudos to Healy there.
Yeah, that third goal, that was Allstrand with the same assist combination of Beauchamp and Breisland. So just different score, same assists, so that's really getting a lot of work down there as we move to 3 minutes left in this first period of action as Rapids regroups. Whitehead, pass up to Breisland. He brings it into the zone. A little bit of pressure by Yost at the top of the PK system that Isanti's trying to run. Passing around the far side, Beauchamp tried cross-ice pass. Not quite fielded or iced, I guess you could say, by Cooper. Breisland near side. Forecheck's coming out a little bit as Ilian passed behind the goal up to Cooper. Beauchamp, Breisland. Up, Whitehead skating in, Rister, bouncing puck, cleared out by the defense, and Ilian brings it up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, down, Whitehead at the circle, tic-tac-toe, shot, and a goal! Ilian with the goal, and Rapids goes up 4-0 over Isanti.
Yeah, what a great pass by Whitehead. I mean, he's having a great game offensively and defensively, and just a really nice feed, just flat and perfectly for Ilian to use that reach of his to find it.
And Healy's a little slow to get up. I know it was a little collision there with Ilian as he tried to stuff the puck home.
Yeah.
No ill will or anything going there. It was just the way the play went, and the puck was in before any collision. So that's just hopefully Healy is okay, because he is playing one heck of a game. People can say what they want with it being a 4-0 score. Yeah, Healy's playing very well, and hopefully he's going to be
Superman.
All right.
Shades of Superman is what we've seen, and obviously you don't want him to go out injured.
17:45, time of the goal. Just going to wait on the assists. As Rapids, they were really taking care of business. 4-0. Cooper with one assist. And Whitehead with the other. As the time of the power play goal was 17:45. So Rapids, they got a power play goal so far with 1:43 left to go. First period up 4-0. Shot taken. That's a big kick save there for Shaw as the Rapids defense gets to the puck. Bulldog with the puck behind his own goal. Up to Riley Williams. Believe that is Locker with it. Bring it up into the zone. Welsh just can't quite get there. As Lemieux leave pass to Bezkov. Puck sent down behind the Rapids goal. Picked up by Caden Garcia. Garcia going up the far side. The opposite of a Gary Larson cartoon as Garcia gets the puck poked away. And Asante trying to clear the zone. They cannot, as Locker sends it into the near corner. That's about a minute left to go in the first period. Denti gets the puck back. Rapids gets back on sides. Locker, he goes down. No trip on that as Denti goes behind the goal. Skating around by himself. Nice pass over to Locker. That gets blocked by the defense. Locker still with the puck. Sends go behind the goal. Tudich. Puck gets moved around, and that puck gets past the goal, but that goal pops off again with 42 seconds left to go in the first period.
Yeah, I'm sure the rink technicians will have a look at that net and just see if there's something to do with the ice. Maybe it's the pegs aren't too deep or something, but Healy, again, just battling through all that traffic in front, and Denti, I mean, he's one of those players that's so effective in tight and can lift that puck effortlessly. And Healy forced into another good save.
4-0. Rapids leading 42 seconds to go, first period. Face off to the glove side of Healy. And puck being just batted around behind the Asante goal by the Outlaws. 30 seconds left to go. Rapids will get the puck at center ice. Whitehead chips up ahead to Schweitzer. Schweitzer up to Tudich. Battling in there, and the puck comes up into the Asante zone with Tudich. Trying to get it up to Denti, as Denti does get it. Sends down low, sharp angle shot, no good as Schweitzer sends it around the boards, held in by Nelson. Nelson up to Denti, puck trapped in the corner, centering attempt with 4 seconds left, big rebound there, puck sent up to neutral ice, and that is how your period will end. A little pushing and shoving, a little couple words exchanged by both teams, but that's how things end in this first period where Asante is losing 4-1 over Wisconsin Rapids. A scoring started 3:05 as Riley Williams scored for Rapids. Oliver Bulldog with assist to Bulldog and Aiden Welsh. Then about 12 minutes later, Marcus Anderson at 15:08 got the goal with assist to Xavier Beauchamp and Jake Breisland. Then, about 30 seconds later, Felix Allstrand, he got a goal with assists again to Beauchamp and Breisland. Then at 17:45, Mikhail Ilyin, he got the power play goal with assists to Cooper and Whitehead for the River Kings. In that first period, Deacon Shaw stopped 7 of 7 shots faced. And then Charles Healy, he's been playing out of his mind in this first period. And it could be a lot worse score than 4-0 if it wasn't for him, as he made 23 saves on 27 shots faced. So with that, we're going to play a quick little game with the youngsters out there, get a new sheet of ice. We'll be back here momentarily at the Southwood County Recreation Center. So keep listening here on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna
action. more action. She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear. Sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
back here in just moments spare before the start of the second period between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Asante Outlaws. And it's been all Wisconsin Rapids for the second night in a row as Wisconsin Rapids holds a 4-0 lead over the Outlaws of Asante. Four different River Kings scored in that first period. Riley Williams, Marcus Anderson, Felix Allstrand, and Mikhail Illion all throughout the first several minutes of the game. Actually, it was throughout the period, to be accurate, as Wisconsin Rapids is dominating on the shot percentage of shot count at 27-7 throughout the game. So it's kind of more of the same as last night, but the big difference really is, man, Charles Superman Healy keeping the Outlaws in it, because he had one save. He looked like Superman diving through, and that should have been a goal, and it wasn't. Yep. Heck of a play by Healy.
Yeah, he's really earned his nickname, and Healy will look to really try and keep the team in it. I mean, four goals a lot, but I think once you get that first one, you sort of get some life in your body, and you start fighting a little harder, and River Kings will look to really eliminate those defensive turnovers, I think. There was a bounty placed on defensive turnovers in the intermission, so River Kings want to limit them as much as they can for practice on Monday, and hopefully they'll be motivated to sort of iron out the defensive mistakes.
Now, if we were in the professional leagues, I could see what the bounty could be. I'm concerned for your stamina there,
yes.
What the bounty is and how many gassers you're going to have to do as Wisconsin Rapids and Asante are just about ready, as Rapids will be defending the goal to my right as I look at it, and Asante will be defending the goal to my left. And we are just about underway, and we are underway in the second period, as the opening puck drop to the second frame goes to Rapids. Rapids holds his own with Allstrand hitting the puck down to Anderson. Back to Allstrand. Puck chipped out to center ice. Rapids regroups as officiating crew. Nelson getting in the way yet again, as we had a little bit of a laugh up here about that. How much can the officials get in the way of the puck? As it's a part of the game. Just like to give them a hard time every once in a while, too. And as the puck comes up into the defensive zone for Asante, Asante does get it to the Rapids zone. No icing. 19-19 left to go. Second period, Rapids still leading 4-0. Asante sends a puck in. Shaw has to just block it away. Another shot from just inside the blue line. And that goes way wide of the mark as Rapids tries to get possession, and they do. It's centerized by Anderson as he just sends it around the boards. Rapids tries to get a real quick line change, and they do. This puck sent down the length of the ice, but picked up by Oliver Bodook. And he has a lose a handle on that puck as the ice is still just a little bit wet out there from the resurfacing. Dente pass up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer skates in.
Oh.
Shot and a goal! He sniped that corner,
wow.
And Rapids is up 5-0.
I mean, that's why he's an all-star. I mean, he can produce moments of magic like that. What a goal. I think Healy's glove has been so red hot. You got to try and hit that blocker, hit that short side, and Schweitzer perfectly. I mean, stone-faced, but I bet inside he's saying, wow, what a shot that was.
That was about as pretty of a goal as I've ever seen, too.
Shades of Tudic from last night.
Yes, it was. As Dente pass up to Schweitzer from about the top of the circle, he just hits that. Well, you call that the one hole and in the back of the net, and it's a 5-0 hockey game. Wisconsin Rapids on top.
Yeah, nothing Healy could have done about that. Just a perfectly placed shot, and credit to Schweitzer. And what a shot that was.
Yeah, Schweitzer gets the goal. Time of the goal, 1:22. Yes, Beauchamp. And Dente on the assists. So Rapids rolling 5-0 at 1:22. Again, the time of the goal is we have 18:19 left to go. Another point blank shot that just goes wide of the goal.
Penalty coming.
Yep. Good call on that. I didn't notice that one, as there is a cross check being called up here.
Yeah, just a lack of discipline from the Outlaws. Just sort of behind the play, and Dente gets toppled, and number 14,
Anders.
Peyton Andrews goes to the box. And I've been liking the spreading of the of the offense so far this game. I mean, five goals, five different goal scorers. It's nice to see the wealth of the offense being shared.
Well, this is the second power play opportunity for Rapids in the game. They got a power play goal earlier. As we'll see what they can do. If they can go up two for two, as Whitehead has a puck near side, skating towards the goal line. Goes around the cage, back out front to Bryson. Slap shot for Beauchamp. That's a big stop there by Healy as Asante gets the puck up to neutral ice, and there's a whistle for a high stick. So out of the zone goes the puck, and Rapids will have to get her set up yet again. Stoppage of play, 17:50. Left in the second.
When Beauchamp can catch that one-timer, it's an absolute rocket. He gets so much behind it, and Healy does well there to smother it.
As Beauchamp, well, he better get a lot behind it. He's 6'5", 200 pounds, so he better get a lot of velocity on that puck. As Rapids gets the face-off behind Beauchamp.